You've made it to the end of the course, but you're not at the end of the story. Because somewhere inside your life, there is, or will be, a Kobayashi Maru moment. Maybe you've already faced it. Maybe it's on the horizon. Maybe you're living it right now. This final segment isn't about more insight. You already have enough. You've looked at the simulation, you've mapped the patterns, you've felt the fire. Now we turn inward, to the one person the simulation can never fully control, you. Take a breath. Think back to a time when you faced an impossible choice, one where no outcome felt clean, where you had to choose between two kinds of loss, where something inside you said, "This is not winnable, but I still have to move." Let it come into focus. Let the details return. What did it cost you to choose? What did you lose? What did you protect? And just as importantly, what did you learn? What changed after that moment? Not on the outside, but on the inside. Did anyone else know what you were carrying? Did you get to share the weight of it? Or did you have to hold it in quietly, with no recognition, no applause? No-win moments are often private, but their impact is deeply personal. Was your response instinctive, conditioned by fear, history, culture? Or did something shift in you mid-moment when you realized, I'm allowed to do this differently? There is no judgment here, only clarity. Who are you trying to protect in that moment? Yourself? Someone you love? An institution? An idea of who you were supposed to be? Sometimes protection is wise. Sometimes it becomes a prison. If your response feels painful in hindsight, if you think, I should have said more, or I should have left earlier, let this be your permission to forgive the version of you that made that call. They did the best they could, and they helped you get here. Is there something from that moment still echoing today? A conversation you never had? A boundary you never enforced? A truth you swallowed too fast? A choice that still lives in your body like a weight? You don't have to fix it, but you can acknowledge it. If you were to face that same moment again today, with who you are now, what might you do differently? Not from regret, but from growth. Would you speak? Would you pause? Would you walk? Would you stay? But stay differently? Now shift your gaze forward, because no matter how wise you are, another no-win moment will come. So the question becomes, who do you want to be when it does? Don't focus on the strategy. Focus on the identity. What values do you want to honor? What kind of presence do you want to bring into the room, even when the room is on fire? If you had to write a personal Kobayashi code, let's say a short list of reminders for future you when the pressure hits, what would it say? Here are a few possibilities. I don't have to win to stay in integrity. Silence protects something. Choose carefully what it protects. I am allowed to rewrite the rules. Even if no one sees, I see. Breathe. Pause. Begin again. This isn't a one-time revelation. It's something you carry in your posture, in your tone, in the way you ask questions, in the kind of space you hold for others. This is how quiet leadership begins. One day, someone near you will be caught in their own Kobayashi Maru. They'll look cornered, confused, ashamed of not being able to find a clean solution. You'll recognize the look, and maybe, just maybe, you'll have the language, the calm, the clarity to say, there's nothing wrong with you. This moment was never meant to be easy, but you are not alone in it. By this point in your life, you've probably already rewritten more simulations than you've realized. Moments where you said, "This doesn't work. I don't accept this frame. I'm going to choose differently, even if no one understands it yet." You are already the rewrite. You just needed someone to name it. You may still be mid-simulation, still figuring it out, still sitting in the ambiguity. That's okay. You're allowed to be unfinished. You don't need a perfect answer. You just need enough clarity to take the next step with integrity. No-win moments are heavy because they're rarely shared, but they should be. So if this course has done anything, let it remind you that you're not the only one who's been there, and you don't have to carry it alone. Maybe one day, you'll write your own version of this, not as a course, but as a conversation, a letter, a journal entry, a ritual, a moment of stillness where you say, "I came through something, and I'm still here." Take a moment to thank the past you, the one who made the choice, carried the consequence, and kept going. You didn't need to be perfect. You just needed to be you, fully, courageously, imperfectly. This is not the end of anything. It's a doorway into a new kind of presence, a new kind of power, not loud, but rooted, not performative, but precise. There's no scorecard here, no final grade, just the quiet, powerful truth that you are allowed to define your own Kobayashi moment, not by whether you won, but by whether you stayed awake in the fire. So here's my invitation. Carry this language with you. Use it when you feel trapped. Use it when others feel small. Use it to remember that inside every no-win moment is a chance to become more fully, fiercely, and freely yourself. You may not get to choose the simulation, but you do get to choose who you are inside it. And sometimes, that's everything.